This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Let me just say this. If you were with us last week, and I've gotten all the tweets and texts from those of you who were, I was very skeptical on the Jimmy Butler deal. And I was very clear in stating, I hope I'm wrong. And so far, I'm heading that direction. It's only been two games. I'm not going to do the I was wrong yet, although I'd be very happy to do the I was wrong. Powerful statement, and I'm a Warrior fan. I would like to be wrong on Jimmy Butler. But everybody who had any skepticism on Jimmy Butler, I think there were a number of reasons that you might be pointing to. You might be pointing to age. You might be pointing to attitude, right? Does Draymond and Jimmy, do they mix, blah, blah, blah. Here was my concern. My concern on Jimmy Butler honestly had very little to do with the player. It had to do with the situation contractually and beyond. It felt to me like the Warriors had been holding this flexibility, holding. And what they had room for was one big swing. And this was it. And my thought was, hey, boy, that might not have been the big swing that I would take. I might have held out. Like, what happens now if Giannis does become available in a year or two? The reason I'm starting to feel better about the Jimmy Butler deal is not because he shot a bunch of free throws and won two basketball games. It's because Warrior ownership, quite frankly, is saying what I want them to say, which is no. We're going into the tax. We're absolutely still have our freedom. We're absolutely going to sign Jonathan Kuminga. And we still believe that there's room for more moves if those moves come available. I looked at it and didn't think that was realistic. And maybe they're just blowing smoke, but Dibs, that's what they're saying right now.
Right, and they're allowed to go above the tax again. They're allowed to go into the second apron, and they won't have repeater penalties if they go above $200 million because this year they weren't in that area. So I do think they set themselves up to make a big swing, and they made a big swing at the deadline, bringing in Jimmy Butler, and then they paid him. And that's what made me less skeptical about the deal, is the fact that you brought in Jimmy, and I didn't want him to bring him in and have there be uncertainty about his contract. Well, now he has certainty, and he's going to be terminating at the same time as Steph and Draymond. They'll be coterminous, and so now you have your team. You've got your window. Now you can go out and spend a little bit on Kuminga. You can maybe even bring in a little bit more next year. I don't think you have the room to bring in another max-type player, but you can go into the offseason and sign Kuminga and get better around them and give it one last real run for the last 2 years of Steph, Draymond, and Jimmy Butler.
I mean, the quotes from Joe Lacob to Anthony Slater that you showed me earlier, by the way, are hilarious.
Yep.
He starts asking about Jonathan Kuminga, and, like, I mean, we could read it to you, but the bottom line is he barely will let Anthony Slater finish the question. He's like, Kuminga? Well, what are you, crazy? Of course we're signing him. Well, what if you need to? Yes, we're signing him.
So?
What if it costs a lot of money? Fine. We love the guy. End quote. And Joe Lacob, it's always interesting when an ownership group does that, because you're putting that in ink. It's just like when Jed York said it about Brock Purdy. You're putting it in ink. I get maybe you might, like, people might read it and go, oh, dude, are you trying to, like, up his value or something? That's an odd thing to do right before negotiations start, to start saying things like, we're going to pay him and we love him. You know, with Purdy, maybe they felt like, look, this is a fait accompli. We know where the quarterback market is. The Jonathan thing feels like it's much more open for debate.
It is, and I also think that they are aware of the fact that not a lot of other teams have a ton of money to come over the top on any Warrior deal that they won't be likely to match. And, you know, you like Kuminga, you've developed Kuminga, and you've already shown a willingness to spend more money than any team in the history of the association. Their tax penalty last year was record-setting. Your total bill has been far and away the most ever in the association. So you're not bluffing when you talk about, yeah, we could go out there and pay Kuminga, keep Kuminga, and go back in the tax. It's kind of what Lacob has always done.
Here's the exchange that we're referring to. It's really pretty funny. So Slater writes, in a recent interview with Joe Lacob, he was asked if Butler's addition would complicate Kuminga's future, which is a point that many of us brought up. Like, oh man, I don't know about Kuminga now. With Butler making that kind of paper, $55.5 million average. I know that's not what he's making next year. So, would Butler's addition complicate Kuminga's future? Lacob goes, why? And then The Athletic says, well, because Butler's salary is pretty big next year, it happens to be $26 million more than what Andrew Wiggins was going to make. Yeah? So?
This is my favorite.
I mean,
it's like talking to a teenager.
Yeah. So. Okay, so then, Joe, you're committed to Jonathan Kuminga in the future. Quote,
duh.
Absolutely. 100%. Are you kidding me? I love that guy. We love him. Well, there's your answer.
Yeah, there it is.
But Kuminga's not going anywhere.
Right. Unless he gets an offer for $45 million a year, which I don't think will be out there. And they read the market, and they understand where Kuminga's market likely is. And, yeah, if it's $25 million a year, whatever the number is, yeah, you're going to keep him. Steiny actually threw out an interesting combination of numbers and years today that I actually loved, and it's a shorter deal. I think he said 3 and 72, which would be $24 million a year on average, and it would only be a three-year deal. That way, if you're Kuminga and you really want the big money and the big money's not there, you sign a shorter term deal. And if Jonathan Kuminga signs a 3-year deal, when that contract is up, you're 25. You're only 25.
Right.
So he's not in a spot like Jimmy Butler. I want an extension. Okay, Jimmy, I'm sure you want a lot for as long as you possibly can. You're 35. I get it. Kuminga's 22. So I'm sure he would like the Franz Wagner contract or whatever other contracts got doled out to his class.
Yeah, but you're not getting it. Scotty Barnes.
Right.
Like, you're
Scotty
not
Barnes,
getting
thank
it.
You. Yeah. So you're not getting that. So if you're not getting that, then why sign for 5 years? Why not do 3 and 80,
I don't know.
For example?
I don't know. I mean, sometimes guys look at that and they're a little bit more interested in, you know, not the AAV, but the overall. Like, you say, why sign for 5? Well, what would the 5-year offer be? What would the 5-year offer be?
Well, if it's 5 and 100, let's just say.
Okay, well, some people, I'm not saying all, some people will go, well, 100 is more than 80.
It is.
And NBA money is guaranteed. I'm with you.
Yeah.
I get that he may make a lot more than that if he decides to kick the can down the road. But some might look at that and go, that's 20 more million guaranteed dollars.
True. And, you know, bad things can happen and careers can be derailed. And as a 22-year-old, even if you're getting, let's say the options are 3 and 75 or 5 and 100. Well, 100's more than 75. I get it. But you think, I'm 22. I'll do 3 and 75. And then as a 25-year-old, if I continue to get better at this rate, well, when that happens, and Steph and Draymond and Jimmy Buckets are all gone after 3 more years, well, now I might be in position to get a max here with Golden State if I'm as good as I think I'm going to be.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station. Always live on the free Odyssey app, Twitch and YouTube, powered by First NorCal Credit Union. For a low-rate auto loan, apply online or just ask for First NorCal financing at the dealer. And it's Warrior Wednesday, brought to you by Freedman's Appliance. Come see their full selection of in-stock luxury appliances and live working vignettes. Visit Freedman's Appliance in Pleasant Hill today. Warriors live in a half hour. So, yeah, like, beat me if you want. But if that's the way the Warriors are going to play it, then I do have fewer concerns about the Jimmy Butler acquisition.
Yeah, and my
absolutely
most of my concerns were around disgruntlement over a contract, or you bring him in, there's no extension, and then he doesn't play great, and then he opts in. But you got way ahead of that, and you traded for him with a deal already in place. And I read the Ramona Shelburne article, and I think Shams and Wendy, they all were kind of in on it. It was a great comprehensive piece that took you behind the scenes. And once the Warriors pivoted to Jimmy Butler, and we'll get more on this tomorrow at 1 o'clock. Mike Dunleavy joining Steiny and Goo at 1 o'clock, and hopefully he really takes us behind the scenes on what happened. But once you pivoted to Jimmy Butler, you had to reach out and say, extension, what are you thinking? And it came down to be 2 years and $112 million, and Jimmy said okay, and the deal got done. So once that was done, I got excited about what Jimmy could be on the floor, and it's only two games. But the sample looks like he checks a lot of their boxes. He gets to the foul line. He makes others better. He gives you some toughness. He can score inside the three-point line, where you shoot the third most threes in the association and you don't do it that well anymore. So you need a lot of the things that he brought. So I'm excited.
Yeah, I mean, if you list off, like, what are the, you know, play Family Feud. We surveyed 100 sports radio hosts in San Francisco. There aren't that many of us, but we surveyed 100 sports radio hosts or Warriors fans. Top five answers on the board. What are your top Jimmy Butler concerns? Let's go to Dibs.
Fights with Draymond.
Okay.
Survey.
Let me see. Fights with Draymond.
Ding,
ding. Okay.
That's probably number one.
Yeah. Attitude. Right?
Yeah.
All right. Okay, now go to me.
Mark,
okay,
go ahead.
Okay. Age.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Let me see age.
Show me age.
Ding. Right. So, by the way, we can even throw this out to callers. What are the top Jimmy Butler concerns? 888-957-9570. So, if attitude is one, I'll just weigh in. That's not one for me. It just isn't.
Attitude?
It's not, because it's funny that people think just because Draymond runs hot and Jimmy runs hot, that means they're going to run opposite hot of one another. Like, I would argue that those types of guys tend to have more respect for one another. It doesn't mean that they can't, sure, something bad could happen, but let's see who's Draymond had problems with before. Any of them run hot? I'd argue they're people who don't talk. I mean, Jordan Poole obviously talked on the court, but Jordan Poole was not, he's not some boisterous, loud, controversial, technical getting personality. And Kevin Durant is Kevin Durant. He balls and then he goes to his hotel room and trolls on the internet. Like, that's who Draymond has had a problem with in the past. Or Rudy Gobert. Or whatever.
Yusuf Nurkic. Yeah.
Draymond has never had a problem with the other dogs of the league. I've never said, when has that ever happened?
Yeah. Well, he flail kicked Steven Adams in the family jewels.
Adams a dog guy? Like, I mean, he's a big guy.
He's kind of a dog. If you wanted to make a list of NBA players you probably wouldn't want to tangle with,
yeah,
he'd be high on the list. And I know it's hard to say now because he hasn't really played in a couple of years, but in general, Draymond goes at, quote-unquote, people who aren't going to stand up to him, and you could say the same about Jimmy Butler. What he did to Kitty Cat and Andrew Wiggins in Minnesota and the way he has comported himself in many ways, it hasn't been going at the other dogs, and so your point is well taken. Draymond and Jimmy Butler probably aren't going to go tete-a-tete or head-to-head here in Golden State, especially now where this is Draymond's team, Draymond and Steph. And Jimmy's coming in as a vet who just wants to fit in, and he just got that bag. So, yep. Jimmy, are you good? You wanted to get paid, you did. You want to go somewhere and compete to win, you are. Any questions? Like, why are you mad?
Yeah, I don't think that we're going to get there, at least not anytime soon. Sure, things will get ramped up if they're not winning, or if they miss the playoffs, or if they do go to the playoffs and things are disappointing. And then obviously there's the physicality of what happens to their bodies as they move forward another year. I'm not saying what could go wrong. There's plenty that could go wrong. But I reject in this moment this notion that Jimmy Butler and Draymond Green will not get along simply because both of them kind of run hot. I actually think that they might see eye to eye even more. And if they bark at each other on the court, that's no big deal. What you're really worried about is something that's off the court. Something that goes with their relationship. I just don't see a problem there.
Yeah.
As far as age, sure. Like age/injury, I think that's a fair one, but it's a hard one to sort of quantify to me. Anybody can get hurt at any time. Right now, we're sitting here going, boy, we don't want guys who are in their 30s. Well, who's healthy? It's actually the guys in their 30s, but the 22-year-old has been out for 20 games.
Yeah, good point.
You know what I mean? So, like, I don't know how to worry about injury. That's just part of sports. My concern was the loss of flexibility. And I might still be right, but the Warriors are telling me I'm wrong. And I don't really have any reason to doubt them. Joe Lacob has always been a spender.
Yes, and he has shown a willingness to overspend. And if Kuminga comes in the offseason at a number that is around Draymond Green, $27, $28 million. You can fit him in because if you look at your contracts, Kevon Looney and GP2 are making a combined $17 million, and either they'll be gone or they'll be back at a very reduced rate. And you start to look at where you are in terms of what the second apron punishment of being that far over the tax, it's about $200 million. So you still have some room to bring in Kuminga, bring him back, find another $20 million a year guy somewhere in there, or maybe it's two mid-level type players, and then you bring back Kevon and GP2 at reduced rate. And you got Pods and TJD still.
Now you're getting real optimistic. Well, I don't know if there's going to be that kind of room. Again, like we're just talking about Kuminga, and then sure, there's things like the mid-level and whatnot. And I think the Warriors are also trumpeting the idea of like, look, if it's not working, these become tradable pieces again.
Yep. So, and you do have Buddy Hield making 9.2, and he's a guy who is tradable. I mean, I think that even when he doesn't shoot that well, he's a guy who can get you a bucket. He's only making 9.
Yeah, at his price, he is. He is.
And honestly, you don't want to do it because he's a fan favorite and he's starting to play a significant role. But Moses Moody signed a very good,
that's tradable,
3-year and $39 million.
Yeah, he's young and you can put him on the floor. Like, exactly. Absolutely.
He's playable and he's making 11.5 next year, and it's 3 years and 39 that starts next year. So you do have some flexibility, and I'm looking at what you have on the books next year. It's $114 million, and if you add in Jimmy's $54 million, I think, you're at $168 million. And so, yeah, you're getting close to that $200 million, and that's without Kuminga being added in there.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties. Buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties. Buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.